Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Prolific Society Podcast. It's your boy, Chip. I created this podcast. Today is day one, so I thank you all for checking in. I created this podcast because I want you all to take this journey with me that me and my brothers are about to take. And, you know, what I want to talk about is this investment club that we're getting ready to create. It's a collective thing that we're going to come under one umbrella. We're going to be one. We're going to move as one, be strong and militant. And it's actually exciting, man, because, you know, what made me think about it is, you know, I sat back and I saw, you know, and I see you read and whatever it may be, all these people making these, you know, they're in the game, man, like EA Sports. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're in the game. They're making these moves. They got the bag. You know, they're dropping a bag on these portfolios and making these right investments. I mean, you look at the Nasir Jones. He's getting in on Ring and, you know, Dropbox and, you know, all these other little things Nas is in, just making buku money. But it's because he's got these investment clubs that, and venture capitals, you know, firms that he's invested in that's really out here working for him. And at the end of the day, I want to get in the game too. You know what I'm saying? So I started thinking about it and I'm like, you know, I came up with 9 brothers, including myself as 10. I reached out to them, gave them this investment club idea, and they all wanted to hear what I wanted to talk about. They all agreed to, you know, meet with me in a month or so to go over this idea and buy into it, hopefully. But I started thinking, and I'm like, you know, I counted 9 brothers that I know are stable, that are taking care of themselves, that are taking care of their families. You know, they got women, you know, wonderful women in their lives, children, whatever it might be. But, you know, I'm like, if I can get 9 or 10 brothers together, and if we can commit to, you know, whatever little extra money we have. Now, I'm not talking about, this shouldn't be anything that gets in the way of your priorities, your day-to-day living, or anything like that, because it's not an account. This won't be like an ATM account where you can go in and, you know, pull out a couple hundred or 1,000 or whatever it might be. That's not how we move, and this is strictly play money, free money. You know, if you're smoking bud every day, stop smoking bud and put that into this pot. You know, that type of stuff. So, you know, what I decided is come up with the $200 minimum. We require that to stay on this investment vehicle. As long as you can pay that $200 minimum, you're golden. You can ride along this train, you know. And, you know, we make that monthly. We pay that $200 a month. And, you know, you figure that 10 people, that's $2,000. At the end of the year, that's $24,000. You figure in the eight, you figure in the, well, not figure. Let me back up. To start this off, I'm going to create a money market account. And that's what we will all be investing in. I think the going rate for a money market account, the APY, which is essentially, for those that don't know, is the interest money. It's the interest you can make on your money by having your money in these accounts. On average, you can probably get a money market for like 2.5%. So you figure at the end of the year, $2,000, 12 months, that's $24,000 with the 2.5% APY. I don't know the math. It ain't much money though. Let's say, but the point is our money is making some money while we sleeping and while we investing in this account. But the whole purpose of creating this account is to build capital as one, as brothers, and eventually turn this thing into an investment vehicle. You know, now at the end of the year, we got $24,000 to play with, or $30,000, let's say $30,000 with the interest to play with. We take some of that money and now we can take that risk and go build us a stock portfolio. You get what I'm saying? Not build. We can go get us a stockbroker to build us a stock portfolio, investments, all of that. So, you know, we start down that path and, you know, you figure year 2, year 3, that turns into, that can turn into commercial property, that can turn into, you know, all kind of stuff, man, duplex, whatever you want to do, residential property and all of that. So that's essentially what, part of me, my wife just walked in with my baby girl, Dallas Gordon. I'll get her to chime in on this episode too, because she's got a lot of knowledge. Thankfully, from the man above, she's able to stay home and take care of our children. So she's at home building every single day. her mind. So she's got some ideas to bring into this idea too. I'll let her talk to you all about at some point. But anyways, yeah, Prolific Society episode 1. I don't want to lose you all. Thank you for tuning in. This is the podcast where I'm just kind of breaking it all down to you, what me and my brothers are getting ready to do. This thing is going to be exciting, man. You know, and to break it down, man, you know, I have brothers that are stable, that are doing very well for themselves. And don't get it twisted, I'm doing pretty well for myself too. I have a very small investment portfolio and things of that nature that I do for myself. But, you know, I'm not willing to dig deep into how I looked at it is I'm not willing to dig into my 401k or to small investment I do have now to go make a big investment on something that might, you know, be lucrative or might fail. You know, on the stock market, it's a risk every day. You know, but without, you know, there is no reward without risk. But if me and my brothers put money together in a pot and we build this capital up, there's less risk there because this is not essentially money we've been dependent on or, you know, needing for our day to day. And now we can drop $10,000 into an investment pot and see what it does for us. Or, you know, we know what it'll do for us because it'll be something that's pretty aggressive or however we might set it up. I'll cut that part out. But anyways, all while tying this back into our account and building this account up. Now we've got investments. Now we can start going into residential properties. Let's get us a, you know, a rundown house and flip it and turn it into something and get it some rental money into that. That goes back into our investment account. But the gist of this thing is to get all this, to get these investments, to get all this stuff in, to generate and push this vehicle of ours. But it's endless, man. I mean, I got brothers that's doing good for themselves that can contribute to this. I got some brothers that's not doing too good for themselves. This is an opportunity for them to jump into on this train to help themselves out. So I think ultimately, man, what I think this will do is it'll help us all out financially. If we stick with it, if we're patient, if we grind, if we build our own knowledge, and it also plans to seize the knowledge part of it, because we're going to learn, we're learning how to invest, we're learning how to move as brothers, as one, and not having this just singular mindset. You know, all my life I've been taught to grind and get it out the mud. You hear people say that, if you do it individually, why? We can have a team, man. We can literally build this capital up quickly. We can start building these, you know, extending out and investing in the people that we know and love, all of that, man. This thing is endless where it can go, but you know, we'll talk more about it on episode 2. That's how I'm going to do this podcast. We're going to go along the journey of it, each step in each phase. We'll be heading up in July, thanks to my sister Kim. I love you so much. She's going to allow me to use her her office. She owns like half the building. She's got a conference space that holds up to 8 people. So she's going to let me hold that down when I get up there and have all my brothers in there. We can meet like men and just put it all on the table. So we're going to do it right, man. So I hope y'all stick with me on this journey. I hope y'all can learn some things with this as we learn. And, you know, it's endless where we're going to take it. So we'll see you at the end. And y'all stay tuned for episode 2, Prolific Society Podcast. It's your boy Chip. I'll holler at you. 100.